Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The History of the World podcast, written and presented by Chris Hasler. This is the History of the World podcast, unscripted. Hello everyone, welcome to the History of the World podcast, unscripted. It's the first episode of the year 2023. I was hoping it would be a full episode, but the next full episode is coming this weekend. So not long to wait. We're going to be looking at the Battle of Rio Salado, also known as the Battle of the River Salado. And the Battle of Tarifa. This really brings us towards the conclusion of the Reconquista, which, if you remember, before Christmas, the two episodes that we last published were about the early years of the Reconquista, particularly focusing on the knight called El Cid, and also the Battle of Las Navas de Tolosa, which was really right in the thick of the Reconquista. It was really somewhat of a turning point between the Muslim domination of the Iberian Peninsula and Christian domination. So it was really at that sort of middle point, if you like, of the whole story of the Reconquista, the centuries long story. And we'll look to somewhat tie that up this weekend, and we're already planning the following weekend's episode on the Magna Carta, which is going to be a very, very interesting episode in itself. This mysterious document that is so well cited, and for the fact of the matter is that this original document was annulled very soon after it was commissioned, and so why on earth is it so important today? So we'll be looking into that and discovering that before we then go on to the Scottish Wars of Independence. Those wonderful stories about William Wallace and Robert the Bruce will follow after that. So this weekend we'll be resuming the full episode. So that's good news for everyone. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and New Year. Hope you enjoyed your celebrations, and it's now good to be back. And I'm just going to catch up with some reviews and some emails. So I'm just going to go back and go over those people who've been kind enough to write in over the course of the last couple of weeks. Jeremy McLaughlin wrote in and said, "Hello, Chris. Your program is just terrific. You have taken a subject that would put most people to sleep and made the content through your organisation and presentation absolutely compelling. Like a signature, your accent gives credence and personality, curiously appropriate to the subject matter. I have a question that would perhaps engender an entire new program. Why are there five definable colours to the current Homo sapien collective? I'm on chapter 12 and always look forward to the next programme. Don't change a thing from a hominid that lives a few miles from your Okotoks rock." Thank you, Jeremy. I must confess, I'm not absolutely clear what you're referring to as the five definable colours. I suspect that I know that maybe you're talking about the political categorisation of race, perhaps. But if you could just define exactly what you mean by the five definable colours, I might be able to give you my opinion or at least answer the question. But thank you so much for writing in, Jeremy. It's very kind of you. Kartik Balaji has sent a message through the Patreon page. And if you want to be a patron of the History of the World podcast, you can by going to the Patreon page. You can access it through the History of the World podcast.com website. And Kartik has written, "Thank you for continuing to create this amazing podcast. I truly enjoy listening to it. My interest in history began with two things. One, my mum having said that civilization started with Rome and Indus Valley, to which my eight-year-old mind exclaimed, 'Impossible.' And two, the computer game Age of Empires 2, again when I was eight. The latter game fueled in me an interest in history, which has yet to fully be quenched 22 years later. The game is still being actively played in gaming communities and new updates are released regularly. My query to you is, what is your thoughts about games like Age of Empires and Rise of Nations with relation to fostering interest in world history?" Well, disappointingly, I know very little about the game Age of Empires. I don't really have a lot of patience when it comes to video games. Not like I used to years ago, but certainly I don't now. I have tried Rise of Nations. I've tried playing Rise of Nations. It is quite interesting. I'm not really sure to what lengths a video game like that can be very linear or, you know, it's quite, you're missing all those intricate stories, I think. You know, you can't really beat a good book or a documentary or even a great lecturer. And if that lecturer is a very imagination inspiring raconteur, that can really excite your mind in terms of the stories of the past. And I think maybe that's probably a little bit more enlightening or invigorating than a video game. But I might be wrong. I'd be very interested if you do play such video games. Please do write in and tell me what your thoughts are on video games of the history genre, let's say. So, and then maybe you are much like Kartik and maybe believe that the video games do play a very important part in the promotion of the learning of history. But thank you for the message, Kartik. Niklas has written in, and I don't have his surname, unfortunately, but he's put, "Hi, painting my house and have got your podcast on in the background. Well done on it. I can only imagine the impressive amounts of research and work that would have gone into creating it. Interesting and fascinating listening indeed. Just wanted to pay my respect and gratitude and give you a big thumbs up. All the best, Niklas." We also received a message from Alexis Daly, who put, "I just finished episode 9 of volume 1 of your podcast. I'm enjoying it so very much and am excited to continue listening, learning and being entertained. Thank you." And Chad Seaver has written in and saying, "Happy New Year from Tennessee. Chris, Happy New Year. I just wanted to drop you a note to let you know that I'm thoroughly enjoying your podcast. Thank you for your time and effort in producing it. I'm on episode 12 and I've found the initial episodes to be very well organised and surprisingly easy to follow for such a complex topic. It has also been helpful for me to visit the website, so I appreciate any additional information you can provide there. I never encountered such a comprehensive collection on the history of the world, especially that includes prehistoric information and in a format that I can listen to while I'm doing other things. I know this must take a lot of time and effort, and I just wanted to write and let you know this has a positive impact, and I really appreciate you. All the best, Chad Seaver. Well, thank you, Chad. Very, very kind indeed. Yes, it does take a lot of work, and sometimes being able to produce it to the same, you know, I've got myself, I've got a full-time job. I don't get round to sort of publishing the maps as often. I think for some reason, I think I mentioned this in maybe the last unscripted episode or one of the more recent ones, how I'm finding it difficult to actually write an episode a week now. And it might be just the nature of the subject matter. It leaves less to supposition and more. There's more factual information. So I have to be very, very careful about how I write it and the fact that I'm triangulating more information, I think. So I think the challenge of writing an episode a week, now that we're in the medieval period, is more of a challenge than maybe it was on older episodes. So I think possibly that is a factor. But I will continue to try my best to get back into a weekly routine. But I think 52 weeks, 52 full episodes might be wishful thinking based on, you know, my experience of doing this podcast from now, 5 years ago. Chris from Canberra sent a review in saying, Chris Hasler's History of the World podcast takes us on a fascinating journey from the evolution of humans through the great ages and moments of history. If you are looking for a history podcast that will enthrall and entertain, come on the journey with Chris. Well, thank you very much, Chris. My namesake there. Thank you, Chris. Anyway, just a brief episode, really. I just wanted to sort of poke my head through the door and wish you Happy New Year and just let you know that I haven't forgotten about you wonderful people, and give you the good news that a new episode will be coming this weekend. So thank you very much for tuning in, listening, and in just a few days, actually, we'll be back again with the fascinating story. It's going to be an epic, this one. It's a fascinating story of the battle of Rio Salado at the more of the business end of the Reconquista, when things are coming to a conclusion. So looking forward to telling you that story. And until then, be good.
The History of the World podcast, written and presented by Chris Hasler. Please consider making a financial contribution by going to the historyoftheworldpodcast.com website and clicking on the Patreon link. Email the show at historyoftheworldpodcast@mail.com. And don't forget to join our social media at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. See you next time.